You're listening to SBS News.
The sacking of Mark Esper was swift, and the news was delivered on social media, like much of President Donald Trump's recent communication. Mr. Trump thanked him for his service and named the director of the National Counter-Terrorism Center, Christopher Miller, as his replacement. President Trump said online that Mr. Miller is highly respected and he'll take up the Secretary of Defense position effective immediately. About an hour after the announcement on Monday, Mr. Miller arrived at the Pentagon. Mr. Esper was the second Secretary of Defense to leave under Mr. Trump after the resignation of Jim Mattis in 2018. Mr. Mattis quit over policy differences with the president, including the approach to Syria, while Mr. Esper had several priorities.
When I was confirmed as Secretary of Defense in 2019, I made my top priority the irreversible implementation of the National Defense Strategy. This strategy guides our work to protect our comparative and competitive advantages and to defend a free and open global order.
Mr. Trump was previously supportive of Mr. Esper in the early days.
I am confident that he will be an outstanding Secretary of Defense. I have absolutely no doubt about it. He is outstanding in every way, and we're honored to have you aboard.
But later, the pair's relationship became strained over the issue of military use to quell civil unrest, including racial protests. On Monday, the Trump administration also pushed ahead with plans to challenge the election results amid allegations of irregular votes. But legal experts warn their attempts are unlikely to change the outcome. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the election is not over yet and calls for patience.
All we are asking for is truth, transparency, and sunlight here. That is all we are asking for. And sadly, we are asking the questions many of you should.
During his time as president, Mr. Trump has sacked several officials, including former FBI Director James Comey. His former communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, only lasted about 10 days in the job. Mr. Trump has also hinted he could dismiss top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, as the United States responds to the coronavirus pandemic. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.